It's Friday, April 15th, 2011. Oroville news and announcements and weather for this bioregion shows a heat index of 38%, but the actual temperature range is 26 to 32 degrees Celsius, partly cloudy sky, 60 to 80% humidity, with southeasterly winds at 8 to 24 kilometers per hour. Well, Earth Day is only a week away. Not to be missed is another event from Johnny and the Kids, an Earth Day parade, which will begin from the Youth Center around 10 o'clock on Friday the 22nd, wending its way to Mahakali Park, that's between Matramandir and Kalabumi, where there will be a potluck picnic around midday. Everyone is welcome, especially gamblers and midnight ramblers. And tomorrow, April 16th, from 9:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m., the Echo Market at Solar Kitchen will include Earth Day T-shirts 2011, Ngel with no more pesticides and a petition to sign for stopping endosulfan, a cycle puncture repair shop by Gis, Bamboo Research Center, and Mark's Coffee will create the Bamboo Cafe, Kodakarai Organic Food Processing Unit, Colors of Nature, Echo Duties, Renee and Friends Fire-Cooked Lunch for All, Ishta Recycled Bags and Accessories, Echo Life with Water Filters and Solar Lights, and Echo Pro with Essential Microorganisms, and of course Foodlink with Grains, Windara Jam, Pesto by Pierre, and Biscuits by Sarah. There will be Echo Activities for the children. As a guided tour, discover the newly color-coded trails on Oroville's cycle paths from 5 to 6 p.m., meeting at the Solar Kitchen. Tour number 1, Solar Kitchen, Certitude, Surrender, and Back. Tour number 2, Solar Kitchen, Samridi, Gaia, and again back to Solar Kitchen. At 8 p.m., an Echo Film Fest organized by Multimedia Cinema, Paradiso, the film Green Fire, made this year. And on Sunday, from 3 to 5, the film Born Wild from 2009. At Savitri Bhavan, 6 to 7 in the evening, a presentation by Shradhavan of Sri Aurobindo's vision of the earth and our human role in its destiny. Also tomorrow, the 16th, a repeat of a special event, a solo performance, Third in Line, by Magdalene San Milan. It's a one-woman show featuring original text and choreography about the joys and pains and hilarities of family inheritance. The performance combines theatrical monologues and dance to describe a journey beginning in turmoil, ending in peace. Magdalena has studied a variety of dance techniques and styles. She was encouraged to offer this farewell show by many who saw her previous performances. This one at Verite, 7:30 p.m., lasts about 45 minutes. And this was submitted by Baga. In a place like Oroville, no one is supposed to be perfect from the start, but everyone is definitely supposed to aspire for progressive perfection. To put it squarely, we're all here to change, with the help of the divine grace. This is what conscious evolution is all about. Granted, it is no easy task, but at least let's not make it even more difficult by harboring any fixed negative image of one another. What a collective mess! Why not start to deliberately and insistently change the contents of our thoughts, of our expectations, from negative to positive? Then we'll actually be helping one another to achieve the needed changes in our personality and behavior. From working groups to individuals, everyone would benefit from breathing in this lighter, sunnier air, and perhaps we would find ourselves one fine day smiling again, even to those we had stopped considering as friends. Thanks to Baga. Well, you've been listening to Oroville News, Mylanka on microphone, in studio Andrea, Miriam, and Yahalom. Contact OrovilleRadio.org for any questions or comments. Thanks for listening.